Good morning. We're continuing with the introduction to Chol Chav Beis. We said there's another kavanah that a person has to have in Shmoneh Esrei. Now, this is a thought from Reb Chaim Brisker in his Sefer Chiddushei Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi on the Rambam, that Reb Chaim points out, based on the language of the Rambam in different places in Hilchos Tefillah, that there are two different kavanahs that a person has to have in Shmoneh Esrei. There's one kavanah that he has to have, that he has to know Pirush HaMilas, and Pirush HaMilas is ma'akev in the first bracha. A person has to be aware exactly what he's saying, and a person has to know what the words mean in the first bracha to fulfill his chiyuv of tefillah. But furthermore, there's another kavanah that the Rambam describes. The act of tefillah is an act of amida lifnei Hashem. It is an act of a person standing in the presence of the King. The way Reb Chaim understands the Rambam, a person must have that awareness throughout his Shmoneh Esrei. So every moment in Shmoneh Esrei, even if he's not aware what the words mean exactly, he's not sure what the difference between Sachnia and Seshaber, Usamager, Usashvileim, Sachniyim. They all mean different languages of destruction. He doesn't know exactly what they mean. But he has to be aware that he's standing in front of the King and pleading for himself and for Klal Yisrael. So there's an awareness of Amida Lifnei HaMelech. And Reb Chaim says, based on the language of the Rambam, that Kavanah is going to be Ma'akev throughout Shmoneh Esrei, which means, according to the way Reb Chaim formulates it, if a person was davening Shmoneh Esrei, and for one moment during Shmoneh Esrei, his mind wandered, and he was not aware that he's standing in front of the King. So the way the Reb Chaim learns in the Rambam, the person will not be Yotze davening. The Chazon Ish, in his Gilyonus, says that you're creating a situation which is untenable. The vast, vast majority of Klal Yisrael will never be was never Yotze Tefillah, and probably will never be Yotze Tefillah. To say that a person can stand with such concentration and focus that he knows that for sure that every moment that he's davening Shmoneh Esrei, he is aware of the fact that he's standing in front of the King, and he's standing with that awe and awareness, is something which is quite improbable that we're going to be able to fulfill. So the Chazon Ish says that a person should have that awareness at the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, and he will continue with Shmoneh Esrei based on that original thought. That will be sufficient according to the Rambam. So the person has to have this awareness of Amida Lifnei Hashem. So even if we do not pass like Reb Chaim Brisker's thought totally, it is something which we want to strive for. So we're going to want to remove all distractions in our, whether on our body or whether in the surroundings, to facilitate that a person can daven Shmoneh Esrei with the awareness that he's standing in front of the King. He's truly standing in front of the King and pleading on his behalf. Another kavanah which a person has to have, the Mishnah Berurah, based on a Mishnah in both Masechtas Brachos and Masechtas Avos, that tefillah has to be, it should not be keva, that you're just doing it just to fulfill your obligation, but it has to be sachanunim lifnei hamakom. It's an act of pleading in front of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Bir Halacha actually contemplates the possibility that if a person would daven Shmoneh Esrei, be aware of what every word means, be aware that he's standing in front of the King, but it's done because he has a chiyuv to do it, not because he feels a need to plead. He would not be Yotze Shmoneh Esrei. That it's Makkah, he brings from the Bach. The Bach holds that this element of that tefillah should be an act of tachanunim, it should be an act of beseeching and requesting, is ma'akev in a person's tefillah. So a person who is just does it because that's the halacha, and he's a very good Jew, and he gets up every morning, and he goes to davening, because that's the halacha, he's mochiv to do so, and that's all it is, according to the Bach, would not be Yotze. And the Bir Halacha suggests very strongly that a person should be careful about this, because it's going to be a suffix. You can't go back, me suffix, and correct it. But could be you are not Yotze, so a person should be careful with that as well. The last element of kavanah that we want to point out is in the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, besides the fact that we must know Pirush HaMilas, the Mishnah Berurah brings from a Rashba. The Rashba says that in the first bracha, a person's mind should not wander. So even if he would pause in between the words, he had kavanah when he sang the words, and in between the words he paused and his mind wandered. According to the Rashba, that would also be a problem in Hishman Esrei, because during the first bracha a person has to have total focus on talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, even at the point of time where he's not speaking, he's trained himself, and when his mind wanders his mouth stops. Even if that would be true, according to the Rashba, you still would have a problem that during the first bracha there were extraneous thoughts. I want to say a personal ha'ara that some people have undertaken to daven the first bracha Shemoneh Esrei more slowly than the rest of Shemoneh Esrei to facilitate their kavanah. And it's not necessarily so that davening more slowly always facilitates kavanah. It actually lends itself towards the possibility of the mind wandering, like the Rashba says. The main point is to say the words clearly and with understanding, and with the coming into Kadosh Baruch Hu. The first three brachas are praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and there's no need to elongate the words. There's no need to elongate the bracha. The main point is that we should have kavanah, and we should have clarity. And the truth is, we should have that in all of Shemoneh Esrei. The idea that the first bracha is more slowly than the rest of the brachas would seem to me that it's not necessarily the best idea. It might end up working against you, making your mind wander. Obviously, a person should not race through it, but a person should say it at a comfortable pace, which allows him to stay focused. Have a good day.